USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. State Department has verified the loss of at least 22 Americans due to the recent attacks orchestrated by Hamas in Israel. An estimated 100 to 150 individuals are being held captive. There are reports suggesting that Hamas has issued a warning stating their intent to carry out executions should Israel target Gaza's civilian population without prior notice. President Biden has reaffirmed his unwavering dedication to Israel's security.
As I said yesterday, my commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, and we're going to be working on this all through today and beyond.
Speaking from the White House, Biden condemned the attacks by the militant group Hamas on Israel, deeming them as unacceptable. The president told reporters he had a conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier today, emphasizing the ongoing commitment to address the escalating conflict in the Middle East. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. In a closed-door Republican conference meeting today, Scalise secured a narrow victory over Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan.
Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
It is not known when that full House vote will take place. The United Auto Workers strike has entered its 27th day, with UAW members currently picketing at 43 different facilities nationwide. Union President Sean Fain has been progressively including more plants in the strike as negotiations with the Big Three automakers continue. A recent Gallup poll indicates that almost two-thirds of Americans believe that businesses have a positive influence on their lives, while over half the respondents expressed that businesses excel in making positive contributions to American lives. A significant portion believes there's room for improvement. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Congressman George Santos is facing increased scrutiny over his tenure in the House. Republican lawmakers are poised to present a resolution for Santos' expulsion from Congress. This move comes in the wake of 10 additional federal charges being levied against him, compounding the original 13-count indictment. Does coffee affect your weight? A new study says no.
Adding that extra cup of coffee, unsweetened, each day was associated with a reduced risk of gaining weight over a four-year period. That's according to a new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition on October 1st. The benefit, however, was completely negated if you added a teaspoon of sugar to the hot beverage, but adding cream or non-dairy creamers did not have an effect on weight. I'm Corey Myers.
This weekend, Saturday Night Live is making its return with comedian Pete Davidson at the helm as the host. The former SNL cast member told Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show just how significant this opportunity is for him. Davidson also confessed that when he first landed the SNL role years ago, his mother suggested he take the test to become a New York City sanitation worker just in case things didn't pan out with the new job. And tonight, America could have a new billionaire when the second largest lottery jackpot in history is drawn. The grand prize stands at an astonishing estimated value of $1.73 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.